Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, protecting your internet activities and electronic data. In this session, we are going to review some steps you should take to protect your financial information on the internet and other types of financial electronic data. With more of our financial activities occurring over the internet, you should be aware of risks these activities entail and steps you can take to reduce the risk that someone will illegally gain access to your private information or financial accounts. There are several common internet scams you should be aware of. Auction fraud is one of the most common internet scams and may take many forms. It often includes emails saying you have a second chance to buy an auction item, non-delivery of an item purchased in an auction, defective merchandise, or receiving cheaper merchandise. There are also advance payment frauds. These usually take the form of emails asking for help in getting money out of a country or advising you that you won a lottery. Once communications start, there are requests for money to cover legal fees, bribes, processing costs, and taxes. Phishing scams are emails notifying you that an institution or store needs to confirm information about your account. They often take you to a fake or spoofed website that looks legitimate but is just a place to disclose personal information to fraudsters. Hot stock promotions are also common. Emails, online newsletters, and bulletin boards may be nothing more than a scam artist's attempt to have you drive up the price of a stock so they can sell their shares. This is often used with cheap and thinly traded stocks. You need to protect your online activities. Be careful using public computers. Using a computer at a cyber cafe or a free computer at a trade show can be dangerous. The computer may be programmed to capture usernames and passwords. If you use this type of computer, make sure no one is looking over your shoulder to memorize your personal data, and be sure to sign off when you are done. If you are using the internet for financial transactions, be sure the sites you visit are secure. Most secure sites have URLs that start with HTTPS instead of the normal HTTP. Some websites may display a logo indicating it is secure, but make sure you know the website is one you can trust. Wireless internet networks have become common and convenient. Some are secure, and some are not. Be careful using networks that are free and not secure. Wireless home networks deserve attention as well. It may be time-consuming or more expensive to have a secure network at home, but that is better than having a fraudster sitting in a car on your street, monitoring your activities, and gaining access to your files and information. And it is important to install antivirus software on your computer and keep it up to date. This also holds true for firewalls and security patches for your operating system. Passwords are another critical area. You probably visit many websites that require a username and password. Having a strong password will make your online activity safer. Unfortunately, many passwords are chosen to be easily remembered rather than to protect the user. Some common passwords that fraudsters can easily guess are the words password or username, your real name, your address, a series of numbers like 123456, a series of letters like ABCDEF, or just a number. With a four-digit number as your password, there are only 10,000 combinations, and a sophisticated hacker could probably determine the password in seconds. Strong passwords are at least 6 characters long, and preferably 8. They should contain a mixture of upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters, such as pound sign, dollar sign, ampersand, exclamation mark, or question mark. They should not be based on personal information, and not based on words found in the dictionary. The difficulty of long and mixed passwords is that they can be hard to remember. One suggestion is to create a password from a sentence that you are likely to remember. For example, start with the sentence, "My children, John and Mary, are 12 and 16 years old." You then use the first letters of the words, in upper and lower case, the ampersand character for the word and numbers, to create a password that reads, MCJ ampersand MA 12 ampersand 16 YO. Changing passwords often and using different passwords at different websites also increases protection. Keep any written record of your passwords in a safe location. You should also be careful when disposing of CDs and diskettes. The best way is to physically destroy the CDs. Shred them if you have a shredder that can handle a CD without difficulty. Otherwise, you can break the CD into pieces. Be careful and wrap the CD in a paper towel to avoid shattered plastic. Diskettes can be formatted to remove the data if you plan to reuse them. Otherwise, it is a good idea to break them into pieces or shred them. The hard drive of your computer has huge amounts of personal data on it. With all the ways you use your PC and any financial software you may use, think of the highly sensitive information that is stored on your hard drive. It may have tax returns, investment records, financial account information, and other personal data. It may also have records of your usernames and passwords from dozens or hundreds of websites. This is information that must be removed before disposing of an old PC. Unfortunately, it is extremely difficult to completely erase that data from your hard drive. Deleting files and even formatting your hard drive does not completely remove the data. With the right tools, a skilled technician or skilled con artist can reconstruct your data. There are some software products that claim to overwrite an entire hard drive and make it impossible to recover the data. A better, easier, and cheaper solution is to remove the hard drive and physically destroy it. If you are going to throw away, donate, or recycle a PC, protect yourself and your data by removing or destroying the hard drive before disposing of it. Be careful with all your electronic activities and your electronic data. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast, and as always, thanks for listening.